that's good. That's basically the same deal I got going on here. I went to animal control. I had outside cats. And they, I was going to try to figure out what outside cat to bring in. And I thought it wouldn't be fair to all the outside cats to just bring in one. So I started making trips to animal control to look at cats to bring into the house. And I found a black long-haired cat. I went there 3 times before I picked one out. And he was in a cage down in the corner all by himself with 2 other cages on top of him. And when I walked by and was looking at all the cats, he stuck his little paw out. He's only about the size of a pop bottle. And I got him out, and he was friendly, and he was intelligent, and I brought him home. I paid him the money and brought the cat home. So, but he got ill, and I had to put him on special food from the vet, and it cost $50 a month for the damn food to keep the cat alive, and he's been eating it since he's been less than a year old. And now he's 12. So he does good. He sleeps up on the bed every night. And I got another cat that his eye got messed up. And when he was a kitten the size of a pack of cigarettes, they had to remove his eye. So I got a one-eyed cat, and I got another cat that's got to have special food. And I got 2 cats. I would like to say they're normal, but they're cats.
Yeah, my rescue dogs, you couldn't ask for better attitudes. They're great with the kids. They listen real good. They're my little buddies. But we've also spent a lot of time on them, you know? You can't just get a dog and treat it like an appliance.